Welcome to Simple Living Works, Episode 8. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host and present the third installment of the six-part adaptation of the popular Advent Christmas resource, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway?, featuring alternatives, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas? We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, and effective lifestyle. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. In addition to being the most widely read and best-known resource produced by Alternatives, some 25 annual editions and counting, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Was also a 30-minute radio program. I hope you'll listen to the entire six-part series, though each part is self-contained. Each part contains an audio short, such as Thoughts While Not Listening to the Christmas Story. We'll have numerous guests. Besides Alternatives audio shorts, this series contains reflections and real-life experiences of Esther Armstrong for the Advent Christmas season. The links to all the audio and text resources in this episode are given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click on window number 3. What Does Jesus Want for Christmas? Is an alternative Christmas pageant or service or program or event based on Carols with Justice. You'll hear several of these carols peppered throughout this series. The tunes in the first stanzas are well known. The additional stanzas were written by several social justice poets for this collection. What Does Jesus Want for Christmas is an intergenerational event that mixes brief scenes and carols. It's easy to produce and flexible in length. Any scene can be included or not. The words to the carols, the script, and the program folder are free to copy on recycled paper. Links to all those are given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click on the window number 3. The purpose is to avoid fantasy that passes as mystery at Christmas and to give a strong element of social justice to the traditional pageant. Scenes from the pageant are being dramatized through several episodes of this podcast, along with the appropriate carols. In this episode, scene number 1. What does Jesus really want for his birthday?
What does Jesus want for Christmas?
Welcome to Whose Birthday Is It Anyway?, a radio magazine for the Christmas season from Alternatives for Simple Living. I'm Jerry Iverson. On today's program, we'll discover what Jesus wants for Christmas. We'll give you ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season, so stay tuned for a reflection and a touching real-life experience as well. A little later, we'll have 10 free fun things your family can do at Christmas time. Mixed in will be some well-known carols you've never heard before. First, let's hear about those 10 free fun things your family can do at Christmas time.
Number 1. Is there an outdoor decorating contest in your town? Take family, friends, and someone from a nursing home to view the winning houses. If there's no contest, ask around for houses or neighborhoods to view. Serve healthy drinks and snacks afterward.
Number 2. Take a walking tour of your neighborhood. If some of the displays are ostentatious, discuss why. Help children to develop a critical eye so that the meaning of the display and its effects on the earth are not lost amid the magic.
Idea 3. Check with local hotels for decorated lobbies. While there, sing a few carols with justice. All have familiar tunes. Take a few extra carol books and encourage passersby to join in. Be careful not to compete with canned music.
Number 4. Large department stores have animated or mechanized winter displays in their windows to attract shoppers. Dillard's in Minneapolis, for example, often chooses a children's story and uses part of one floor to tell that story visually. As you appreciate this sight, don't be tempted or guilted into buying something. Have the group repeat. We like this, but we don't need this stuff. Thanks, but no thanks.
Idea 5. After Christmas Day, invite friends over for a potluck, afterglow holiday season party. Everyone can bring leftover food items that they have in abundance. Besides playing your favorite music, sing some carols with justice and play the Christmas game.
Number 6. Before December 1st, participate in a healthy cookie, snack, or recipe exchange. Invite 6 to 10 others to bring 3 to 4 of their favorite cookies or holiday or party snacks. Each also brings an empty container to take home a mixture of the shared treats. Either share the recipes there or later. Rather than photocopying and handing out the recipes, each person hand copies the ones they want. We tend to treasure the personal touch.
Idea 7. Have a decorating family party. Put on Christmas music, have warm real cider and munchies. Those who don't want to hang ornaments on the tree can make helpful comments.
Number 8. After Epiphany on January 6th, take down the decorations together. Remember, 12 days of Christmas begin on Christmas Day. If you bought or received additional ornaments this season, give away to Goodwill an equal number of less meaningful items that are in good condition now. Do not store them or they become the seeds of clutter.
Idea 9. A gift of ourselves. At a designated time, such as Christmas Eve, each person in the family wraps himself or herself as a package. You could limit it to ribbon or not. Stand in a circle and take turns moving into the center. While there, the person says what gift of themselves they will offer to the family this year. A child might offer to get up early once a week and walk the dog, or promise to help a younger sibling learn to read. Mom or dad might offer to have a special private outing once a month with each child. As each person explains their gift, the others gently unwrap that person and give him or her a circle hug of thanks.
Number 10. A New Year's Wishing Tree. Cut colored 8.5x11 cardstock into 2-inch wide strips. Each person gets a different color. Write your wishes and dreams for the new year on your strips, then tie them to a bush or tree.
Brainstorm more ideas at a family meeting.
We're here to share with you ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Stay tuned for a reflection and a touching real-life experience. Then a scene from the pageant, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas? Mixed in will be some well-known carols you've never heard before.
The third Sunday in Advent. Gather around the Advent wreath and share the reflection for this day. Whose birthday is it anyway?
Today in Mexico, people celebrate the festival of Our Lady of Guadalupe. In the early 1500s, Mary appeared to a peasant on his way to Mass. Poor people saw this as a sign of their worth. Where do you search for self-worth?
December 13. Matthew 6 asks, Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
December 14. We spend more on pet food in the U.S. and Europe than it would take to provide adequate nutrition and basic health care to the more than 1 billion people on the planet who lack these necessities. Give $1 for each dollar you spend on your pets.
December 15. Alan Watts wisely said, You can never get enough of what you don't really need.
December 16. Make a list of the disposable products you use, razors, plastic bottles, diapers, and the like. Next to each item, write an alternative product you can use which is more ecologically sound.
December 17. Henry David Thoreau said, The price of anything is the amount of life you pay for it.
December 18th. Current paper recycling efforts save over 200 million trees each year. Give 50 cents for every Christmas card you send which is not printed on recycled paper. We hope those ideas are helpful. We'll have more on our next program. Now Jill Avery and Dieta Riley share a carol from Alternative's collection of carols. You'll recognize the first stanza. It's the traditional opener.
The reflection for the third Sunday of Advent is release from bondage.
The Jesus of first century Israel lived and worshipped in a culture of the anticipated salvation prophesied by Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, and others. We joyfully look to the coming of Christmas, angels and stars and shepherds and a manger and Christ himself, but the real focus of Advent needs to be on the two comings of Emmanuel. God with us, and the man who the baby Jesus grew to be. The promise of Advent is the story of the Jesus who walked the hills of Palestine among us, delivering a very radical, disturbing, and liberating message. Love and forgive one another. Let nothing stand between you and God. Live a nonviolent life. Live in service to people who are hurting, oppressed, or poor. Free the world from the bondage of unforgiving spirit, alleviating power and violence. To be set free of the bondage of violence, we need to
value the ultimate worth of every living being by honoring the dignity and sacredness of all creation.
Put love at the center of everything. It is love that makes nonviolence possible.
Level the playing field so everyone has equal opportunities for achievements, employment, education, medical care, importance.
Affirm that change is possible as we seek to transform rather than destroy.
Recognize that the means must be consistent with the ends. The process is as important as what we hope to achieve.
Understand that living nonviolently is an ongoing process, and that conflict happens. Nonviolence is active rather than passive. It is a way of life. It is a choice. Nonviolence is an inside job. Violence is not just crime in the streets or bombs in the Middle East. Violence is the neglect of people who need help. It is the unfairness of prejudice. It is manipulation of people and law. It is the many faces of selfishness and greed. We have a capacity to do great good. We also have the capacity to do great harm. We are capable of prejudice, hatred, neglect, and all kinds of ill will. We are also capable of mercy, forgiveness, love, peace, kindness, and compassion. Forgiveness plays a huge role in living nonviolently. As much as we seek not to participate in violence, we do. We make mistakes. We allow ourselves to become caught up in the emotions of situations that propel us into negative behaviors and unintended violence. And ugly things happen. People get stepped on. People hurt each other. One of the most healing things we can do when this happens is to learn how to forgive both ourselves and others. Forgiveness is at the heart of nonviolence. Without it, we keep ourselves and others in spiritual bondage, shredded by distance, consumed by anger, imprisoned by the desire to get even. In the words of our mentor, the Reverend Gordon Cosby, forgiveness is becoming the advocate for those I have wounded deeply, becoming the advocate of those who have wounded me, and becoming the advocate of those who have wounded people I love deeply. This Advent season, we pray that the peace we ache for will begin in our own hearts, that we will set free the captives and liberate those in bondage, including ourselves.
Questions to ponder. Whom do you need to forgive?
From whom do you need to ask forgiveness?
What violent and/or unfair thoughts and actions have been yours this past week?
Here's a real-life experience of being released from bondage and forgiven.
Our last day in Haiti, just before entering into a day of silence, we spoke with Father Roger Desire. We asked Father Desire, what is the hope in this very volatile, desperate world of Haiti? Without a moment's hesitation, he answered, the hope is that we in Haiti believe that in the end, God is on our side. In the end, God is on the side of the poor. We entered silence wondering, if God is on the side of the poor Haitian person, where does that leave us? We are neither poor nor Haitian. Could it be that God is not on our side? After all, Jesus said, blessed are the poor, not blessed are those who come to be with the poor. We came out of silence in time to share communion before departing Haiti, and as we took the elements that represent the body and blood of Christ, it hit us that this is what the Eucharist table is all about. It is about believing that in the end, God is on our side. It is about believing that no matter what has happened to us, no matter what sin we commit, who likes us or who doesn't, or whether our skin is black or white, we are called to the table and forgiven. We are invited to the table so all people can become one body in and with God. Yes, we do believe that God has a special place set at the table for the poor. We also believe that God has a special place set at the table for the rest of us who are called to work for justice, to right the wrong, and set the captives free. In the end, God is on the side of God's people.
Yet to come on this program, what does Jesus want for Christmas? Stay tuned. What does Jesus want for Christmas? A family of four is kneeling at the manger, like the shepherds did. Imagine that you are going to honor the baby Jesus. The Magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What gift would you bring?
My new toy machine gun.
My credit card.
My SUV.
My imported sport shoes. Too bad they were made in a sweatshop.
Let's think a minute. When we celebrate a birthday, we're careful to bring what the person really wants or needs. Is there any doubt what Jesus wants from us? He tells us that in order to give to him, we will find him in the face of people who are hungry, thirsty, new to town, without enough clothes, sick, or in prison. By helping to provide a goat for a farmer in Honduras, a decent home for a family in rural Mississippi, or food for those who are victims of war, we give Jesus a birthday gift he really wants. Can you think of something to give Jesus that's not a thing? Let's get some ideas from a new version of Angels We Have Heard on High.
Born of God's own love divine.
So, now, can you think of something to give Jesus that's not a thing?
Oh, you mean stuff like peace, like helping people get along.
Oh, I get it. How about taking care of the earth?
I think it means we are to give our time, money, and help to poor people.
I can tell people how having Jesus in their lives can help them have less stress and debt, be more hopeful, and live happier.
Let's see what the hymn, The First Noel, tells us about what else we can do.
The First Noel.
Maybe we have enough stuff already.
Caring for the earth means that we try not to pollute. Instead, we do things that keep plants and animals and water and air healthy.
Like recycling and picking up trash at school. That's good, but there's more. I try to think and decide if something I do is good for the earth and will keep it healthy and beautiful. The answer to that question helps me decide what to do.
That is a really good idea. Let's see what the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, tells us about gift giving.
Stewards of the priceless things, true justice.
Now those are gifts we can really get excited about.
Yeah!
On our next program, we'll show you how to share simple living with home decorations. Also, well-known author Meg Cox offers How to Teach Generosity to Children. As well as more reflections and real-life experiences, the calendar for the week, and more favorite carols you've never heard before. Thank you for joining us on Whose Birthday Is It Anyway?, a radio magazine from Alternatives for Simple Living. Alternatives was begun over 30 years ago to help people find happiness and meaning in life through relationships rather than stuff. By getting to know ourselves, our family and friends, our beloved Earth and all its inhabitants, and especially God. You've been listening to the third of six parts of the radio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway?, featuring the scene, What Does Jesus Really Want for His Birthday?, from the pageant, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas?. More in future episodes. See the link in the show notes for a script and support materials. Visit simplelivingworks.org, click window number 3. If you're looking for an edgier skit, consider Consumo, the overlord of overconsumption, welcomes you to celebrate Consumas, the really big con. See the link in the show notes. You're welcome to contribute to the online version of Whose Birthday. This year's edition will be updated online as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Or personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Or family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach out through our website to many people, also our blogs and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the submission guidelines and past editions of Whose Birthday, use the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, click on window number 3. We've received some really encouraging responses. An anonymous listener wrote, "Whoa, I'm really enjoying the template or theme of this site. It's simple yet effective. A lot of times it's hard to get that perfect balance between user-friendliness and visual appeal. I must say you've done a fantastic job with this one. Also, the blog loads very fast for me on Chrome. Superb blog." Thank you, anonymous listener. Lee wrote, "Jerry, I've listened to the first one. It's a relaxing sound, slow-paced, clear, from the music to your voice. It's sort of Mr. Rogers-like, that uncle talking about living simply in today's world. I think you educate your listeners on what show notes are and where to find them." And Lee signs that with a smile. Pete gave us a customer review in iTunes. He said, "Great, simple podcast, 5 stars. Very simple podcast about simple living, just what I was looking for. A little slow, but lots of inspirational ideas. Keep it up." By the way, Pete and our other listeners, I've increased the pace since episode number 4. We've gotten more positive responses to this podcast than we can possibly mention. Read them at the bottom of the show notes of each episode. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog 3 times a week on a variety of simple living subjects. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode. Well, do you need help urging or persuading or nudging family members, friends, congregation members to consider a simpler lifestyle, especially at Christmas time? Well, many of Alternatives' free, simpler living educational and inspirational resources have an introduction that will help. But most of them also have a media release that was originally meant to promote the resource in newspapers, magazines, or on the internet. And some of them have blog posts, too. Well, since they're already in electronic form, those releases can also be used on your church website, as an email blast to members or friends or relatives, or as a helpful face-to-face introduction, one-to-one, or at a committee meeting. In episode number 9, I'll present part 4 of Whose Birthday, featuring the popular 10 Tips for a Simpler, More Meaningful Christmas. Time to wrap up episode 8 of Simple Living Works. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. We'd love to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Urge your friends to do the same. Remember to like us on Facebook and leave a review at iTunes. We do not solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. Provide your email address to receive the monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Please find music credits in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click on window number 3. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution License. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.